Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Oh, yeah. It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios.
We'll do it live.
TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, is the way sports talk radio should be.
Hell yeah.
And starting next Monday, you can pre-register for the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge at foxsportsradio.com. Don't miss your chance to win the ultimate college sports trip for you and a friend, brought to you by Graduate Hotels, where college fans stay. So get ready for that as March Madness is just around the corner. We got Ephraim Salam joining us at the bottom of the hour. Talk NFL, maybe even a little NBA, but let me welcome in my partner, Rob Parker. What up, man?
What's happening, Mr. Chris Broussard? How are you?
Man, I'm wonderful. I'm wonderful. All is well in my world. You?
You know, it was weird last night. So I have this Google TV in my bedroom, which I
Google.
What is it?
That's what you watch Golden Girls and the Addams Family on.
Car 54 was on last night. But anyway, Chris, what was shocking to me was, so I go on there and I'm looking just like, I'm a novice at the whole.
I don't even know. Wait, is that an app? Is that a streaming app?
Yeah, streaming app.
So right. You're starting to stream.
Yeah, I'm starting to stream Okay, so I was like, okay, so I put it on. I started looking around. And guess what they recommended for me on YouTube?
Uh-oh. Mary Poppins?
No. It was recommended. The second thing recommended for me was The Odd Couple, where I could watch us do the radio show.
Really?
Yes. I'm not kidding you, Chris.
They recommending stuff like YouTube channels?
Yeah, it says.
Wow.
It said we recommend, you know, like I didn't look for it.
Well, they have your name. I don't know. I wonder if that's related to them knowing. Did they know you were
the thing that I don't think is, it was other stuff recommended. It wasn't just sports. It wasn't just, you know what I mean?
The
first thing was like a movie. The second thing was The Odd Couple. The third thing was a TV show.
What were the other movies?
I don't remember. You know,
I'm thinking of this episode that you may have seen of The King of Queens, where, what was the guy's name? He was one of the Kevin James friends.
The black guy?
One of the little white guys. I can't remember his name. But his TV recommended a lot of stuff to him that, let's just say, questioned his sexuality.
Oh, okay.
He recommended a lot of stuff
That's
to him.
That's funny. It wasn't anything that sexy like last night. But it was, Chris, it was weird to be recommended our show and then for me to watch a little of it.
How'd it look? Did it look good?
Yeah. Elijah does a great job.
Yeah,
I'm sure it looks really good. The graphics, everything. It's like watching a TV show. And no wonder people are annoyed that I'm always doing stuff because
so maybe you'll actually look at me and look into the camera today.
I know people are always saying that, and Chris,
it's ridiculous, right?
You know why though?
You're always on your phone.
It's a radio show, so I'm listening to you. I really don't look at it like that. You know I'm listening,
right?
So to me, like looking at you while you talk, I don't need to look at.
Well,
you.
Yeah, I mean, but
I'm listening to you.
All right, well, now you know. Now you know. By the way, a trash talking Tuesday, Rob. So who you trashing?
I'm trashing the people who go off the deep end for the Lakers every time they win a game.
Oh, well, that's a nice segue.
Yes. Every time they win a game that people didn't think, oh, my God, look, they're going to the finals because they beat OKC. Okay.
All right. Well, we'll get into that. It is Trash Talking Tuesday. You'll be able to trash anyone or anything in the world of sports in the second hour of the show. So get your takes ready. You get 30 to 40 seconds to do so. The iCouple crew, super producer Rob G in the house, on the ones and twos, DJ Alex Tyshirt, joined by Mary. I don't know her last name.
Why are you bugging?
That's right. Little Run DMC classic there for Mary. She is our new employee here at Fox Sports Radio, so welcome, Mary.
She's
helping us out tonight.
And you know what, Chris? I've been in radio for 30 years.
Yep.
Mary is the first black woman I've ever seen as an engineer at a radio station.
Wow.
Aw, thank you.
For real. Mary, I'm dead.
Congratulations,
my first show was 1994. I've never seen a black woman, Chris, as the engineer.
I haven't either. I mean, I haven't been doing radio as long as you, but
right. You've never seen, right, when you've done shows?
No, I don't think
Yes, Mary, no. We welcome you to Fox Sports Radio. Yes.
Thank you, guys. I very much appreciate it, and I'm very grateful.
All right. Well, on the updates is Nick Cope, Kevin Wired. I'm sorry.
Kevin Wired.
That was
DJ
Alex Tyshirt's fault. He's in my ear giving me false information. And on the social media, our man Elijah Sabunia. All right, Rob, you referenced it. Let's get down to it. The Lakers last night beat down the Oklahoma City Thunder, who are they the top seeded or are they second?
No,
it keeps flipping because
they were top seed going into that game.
They're number two right now. Yeah, they're 40. They're a half game behind Minnesota for the one seed.
Right, but I think
top
going
two
in
seed,
last night. Yeah,
maybe number one going into last night. Lakers beat them up 116-104, and it wasn't even that close. Anthony Davis didn't even play the fourth quarter. That's how much of a blowout it was. And we have some sound from AD. Here he is. Talking about the Lakers playing well and what the playoffs could look like for them.
It's about, getting in behind the eight ball a little bit, but we're right there, So, in the event we don't get top six, you got to go through the whole play-in kind of process again. We don't really care what, CBN. We've proven that last year. It doesn't matter. I think this goes on with anyone. You just try to get in, and then, playoffs is a different animal. So.
Okay, Rob. So the Lakers now are the ninth seed, a half game ahead of Golden State at 10. And AD says it don't matter. As long as we get in, we coming for you. And we confident. What are your thoughts?
Of course. I mean, you're going to say that. I understand. That would be a natural reaction coming off a win, especially since they couldn't beat Denver.
They own Oklahoma City.
Right. They've always been
able to beat them. They're 3-1 against Oklahoma City this year.
Right. But the I think it's a convenient way of saying that or pay no attention to that man behind the curtain. Forget that we're healthy and we're the ninth seed. And everyone else has written off the Warriors, who are half a game worse than we are. They've written off the Warriors, but the Lakers are going to the Western Conference Finals because they beat OKC. That's the issue I have. The issue I have is that they shouldn't be the ninth seed, that they should be a better team than they are. And I'm not going to buy into it. That just because it doesn't matter when they come in, you know, if it's the play-in, if they make the top six or whatever. I just question why, from a half a game difference between the Lakers and the Warriors, the Warriors are out of it and going nowhere. I'm gonna say, Chris,
the Lakers are three games out of fifth. So it's jammed up in the Western
Conference. I get it, but there are people in your way, and you're still, most of the season, they've been there, right, is what I'm saying. They haven't been fifth and fallen down to ninth. They've been almost out of the top six all year, and I get it, not by a million games, but that's how it is. It's jammed up. My only point is AD and LeBron have been healthy this year. They're playing, Chris. It ain't like, oh, my God, they're missing all this time. They're playing, and yet they still aren't where I think they should be with the talent of those two alone. That's what makes me concerned about the Lakers going forward, is I don't understand. And there's no magical switch to turn on come April. And maybe they had everything worked out a year ago, Chris, with the seeding and the teams that they played to get to the Western Conference Finals, and then, of course, they got swept. I just think it's a tougher road, and I don't believe, even after last night, I'm not buying in that it doesn't matter that that they're going through the play-in or that it doesn't matter what seeding you're in, and they're just so good that they're going to go to the Western Conference Finals and have a chance to go to the finals. I just don't see this team as that.
There's one team in the West that's definitively better than the Lakers. Denver. That's it. I would pick them over Oklahoma City in a series. I might pick them over Minnesota, which is right now the top seed. Like, I'm not saying the Lakers are definitely better than all the other quote-unquote contenders in the West, but there's only one team I definitely say they just better than the Lakers, and that's Denver. And here's the thing, right? The reason they own Oklahoma City is because Oklahoma City's young. Oklahoma City has a wonderful future as long as these guys stay healthy and they stay in with the Thunder. SGA, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, is awesome. Chet Holmgren is going to be a star, if not a superstar. Josh Giddey and Jalen Williams, like, they got some guys. Lou Dort. They got some good role players that are surrounded around their stars. But they're not ready yet. With LeBron James and Anthony Davis and even their supporting cast are veterans. They'll beat OKC. And I'm not guaranteeing they'll beat everybody else, but I'm just saying New Orleans, same thing as OKC. Young, very inexperienced. Minnesota's not that young. Gobert, obviously a veteran. Anthony Edwards, but Karl Anthony Towns, a veteran. Anthony Edwards, though, is their best player. He's their lifeblood. He's the one that makes them tick, and he's a youngin'. He's so young that yesterday forgot he wasn't even there for tip-off. He lost track of time, so he had to come in 35 seconds into the game. All right? So then you got Phoenix. Okay, pretty good, but you can't tell me the Lakers can't play with them. Phoenix might beat them, but the Lakers can play with them. Sacramento, kind of young too. Dallas, very beatable. Golden State, obviously beatable. The Clippers, for most of the year, or at least since they got James Harden and cooking, I've liked the Clippers better than the Lakers. Still might give them a slight edge, but they're starting to struggle, and I don't like it. They've lost 6 of their last 11. I get it that you go through slumps during the season. Hopefully that's all this is, Rob. But they're 3-4 since the break. Obviously, they need Russell Westbrook back. He just had, you know, broken hand surgery. He's supposed to be back for the playoffs. They need his energy. And, you know, the Lakers have played well against them recently. I think LeBron takes it personally because the Clippers were owning them for a while. So my point is just this. The Lakers can't beat Denver. I'm not saying they would beat the other contenders in the West, but they could. I don't look at anybody else in the West like, oh, man, Lakers got no chance against them. Denver's the only team. And if somebody knocks off Denver and the Lakers don't have to play them, they got a shot.
After they've been in the playing game twice, right? They beat the Warriors one game. Then they got knocked out by the Suns in the first round. Remember that? That's when AD yep. went out there, struggled, tried to get out there. And then the next time they beat the Timberwolves in the one-game playoff, and then they wound up going to the Western Conference Finals. I can't remember. Who were the two teams they beat? Both of them were.
Last year, they beat Golden State lined and up Memphis. For them. Memphis was number two.
Memphis was banged up.
Second seed.
Right, Memphis was banged up in that series. I think a couple guys got hurt, so that
worked in there. Well, they had Ja.
Ja was hurt in that series. Who else was hurt, Rob G?
But Memphis, well, yeah, that's Memphis is similar, I think,
Clark
to
and Adams
if they meet one of these young teams.
Too.
Yeah, but they were out all year. Adams was out basically
No, but
all
I'm
year.
Just saying, but they didn't have their full, and Ja got hurt in the series. But anyway, my point is, I just think it's a typical overreaction every time they win a game. Like nobody would make that.
For me, it's not an overreaction.
Yeah, I'm just
like,
talking about
I've been saying this
Lakers,
all year that there's one team there. Like who do you think is definitively better?
I think you'll say
Denver and the Clippers. Who else?
Yeah, those are the two teams.
That's it.
And I would take Phoenix over them if they have their squad.
But you think that'd be a good series? Like it's not like
no.
Oh,
I'm not saying they're gonna get run out the building, but I would take those three.
Because Phoenix ain't looking that good.
I'll take those three teams over the Lakers.
All right. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. Can the Lakers make a deep playoff run in the Western Conference? Your thoughts next. Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, 877-99 on Fox. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's Ben, host of The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller, along with my trusty sidekick, David Gascon. Would mean a lot to have you join us on our weekly auditory journey. You're asking, what in God's name is The Fifth Hour? I'll tell you, it's a spinoff of The Ben Maller Show, a cult hit overnights on FSR. Why should you listen? Picture, if you will, a world where we chat with captains of industry in media, sports, and more every week. Explore some amazing facts about human nature and more. Listen to The Fifth Hour with Ben Maller on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. And just like basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. And starting next Monday, you can pre-register for the Fox Sports Radio's Bracket Challenge at foxsportsradio.com, where listeners can compete with our hosts for bragging rights to see who has the better tournament bracket. 877-99 on Fox, your turn to weigh in. Can the Lakers make a deep playoff run in the Western Conference? Your thoughts?
Benito in Florida, you're first up on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up? Biento.
Yeah, what's going on, Rob? Chris?
How you doing?
What up, brother?
I'm doing all right, man.
Biento, man, long time. You all right?
I'm good, man. I'm good.
Awesome.
What you got?
All right, so with the Lakers, you know, I think this team is very interesting to analyze because I think they're like a mirage to me because in the regular season I don't think they'll ever have a good enough a top record because their best player isn't a player that plays like a Giannis that plays hard every night. So I think.
Is that LeBron or AD you talking about?
AD.
Okay.
Right.
That's their best player. When he's playing at his best, I honestly don't think, like, the big mans in the West can't handle him.
Well, Jokic can handle him.
Well, game one last year, the Western Conference Finals in Denver.
Here's the thing.
He had 40 points, and they lost.
Here's the thing. I don't even think the Lakers are even going to go against Denver. I think Denver is going to lose against Phoenix in the playoffs this year. And that's the only team that really gives Lakers trouble. And they have sold me already. Against any other team, they're very dominant because they do not have an answer for AD. And AD is very comfortable with these other big centers.
Well, look, I agree with you. I think Denver's the only team that's definitively better than them. I'm not saying they'd beat all the other teams in the West, but they certainly would be right there. They'd be good, great series. So if somebody knocks off Denver and the Lakers don't have to face them, then they can make a deep playoff run, I think.
Roger, thanks for the call. We appreciate you. Stay well. Roger in Minnesota, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Roger?
Hey there, it's an honor to be with the two greatest sports writers in the history of the world.
Wow.
But I have to say you two have a Lakers fetish or something. They are a 9 seed currently. Golden State's going to beat them in the first play-in game and eliminate them. And I know I'm from Minnesota, and I know we don't get nice things in Minnesota. We have the longest championship drought of any 4-sport, 3-sport, or 2-sport town.
Well, at least last year the Twins finally won a playoff game,
a
series.
That's true. But you have to keep in mind that the Lakers' starting point guard is our garbage that we gave to them. The Timberwolves.
He's been playing well.
He's terrible, and he chokes, and he'll choke in the playoffs. And even though the Wolves won't win, we don't get nice things in Minnesota. I realize the Wolves won't win, but the Lakers with that point guard who fails every time in the playoffs, they're not getting out of that. The Golden State's going to beat them in the 9th.
Why in the world would you say Golden State's going to beat them? They have Golden State lacks size. And I'm not saying it's not possible. It's a one game. Anything can happen in a one and done. Especially when you got Steph Curry. But Golden State's small. And the Lakers dominate. They're too big for Golden State.
They did it last year. They dominated for sure.
They're just too big. With LeBron and AD. I mean, come on. You got Kevon Looney trying to stop those two.
Let's go to DeJuan in Vegas.
No, you mean DeJuan?
All right, DeJuan. No. What up,
no,
bro?
It's not spelled that way. Is it DeJuan?
Yes.
All right, sorry, DeJuan in Vegas. You're on the
that
Odd
don't
Couple.
Always matter, Rob. You know how the spelling.
I'm just saying.
my mother spelled it wrong. I'm from Chicago. Don't worry about it.
All right,
what you got,
hey,
man?
Rob, thank you. Let me start off with saying thank you, Rob, because us brothers do love baseball. So thank you for your baseball draft. I love it.
Well,
tell some
more brothers to start playing.
Thank you.
We love it so much.
They're there. They're in the minor leagues. They're on the way, Chris. I got the numbers.
We need more.
Hey, I love baseball. In high school, I loved it. But Rob was the only person that was talking about it.
Well, I appreciate it.
Now, all Chris, right. You ain't got no more toes yet. I'll let you know that. You got two toes yet.
I'm glad you support First Things First. Thank you.
Brother, y'all be trying to get everything.
All right, so what you got, man?
All right, so I got this. So I think LBJ, he's trying to do his thing because y'all talked about his kid. So he's playing hard.
Well, we can barely understand. There's like a
– yeah.
You're not coming through very clearly.
Yeah, man, we appreciate your support. But the phone was just underwater, Chris.
We got
Ephraim.
Yeah. I don't know what was going on. Ephraim Salam around the corner. But first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
You can tell he's from the Bay Area. Former NFL offensive lineman, Fox Sports Radio weekend host, our man Ephraim Salam. What up, man?
What's up, brothers? How y'all doing?
We are good, man. We are good. Look, let's talk Russell Wilson. Do you think Denver made the right move or that they did Russ wrong?
Well, I think you can have both. I think they made the right move in terms of Sean Payton is not going anywhere, and obviously there was, you know, a disconnect between Sean Payton and Russell Wilson. So I think they had to move on. They weren't going to move off the coach, so they had to move off the quarterback. And on the flip side of that, they did do Russ wrong, because if you look at Russ and look at his numbers, he's been consistently the same type of quarterback. Now, was that mask in Seattle with one of the greatest defenses ever and the types of weapons that they had outside and the Marshawn Lynch of it all? Yeah, you can have that argument, but to bring a quarterback in with the history of winning and the caliber of a Russell Wilson and then treat him like he was, Matt Flynn, to harken back to right. The Seattle days, yeah, that's disrespectful.
Let me ask you this, Rob, if you don't mind if I follow up. His numbers, as you might be alluding to, were not bad. 26 touchdowns, 8 interceptions, top 10 in TDs. I'm sure that's top 10 in TD to interception ratio, top 6 in passer rating. I think he was 6th. But when I watched the games, I got to be honest, like, it didn't look like he played that well. He wasn't bad, but it looked pedestrian. It looked like they really had trouble scoring. Yet I look at the numbers and I'm like, man, he actually, you know, his numbers are pretty good. So do you feel – what was your take on his season last year? And did you feel any of what I saw? Because I didn't think he played as well as the numbers suggest.
I would agree with that. Watching him and the struggles that they had in the red zone, it just seemed un-Russell Wilson-esque. You know, and then, but when you look at it, he was there for 2 years. That's two different systems, two different offenses, two different head coaches. They had some injuries to guys outside, running game. Denver is historic and synonymous with the terrific running game. It comes with it. I was there. I was a Bronco. I know what it means to be able to run the ball there and to keep players, to keep teams off kilter. You just didn't have that. And to me, it just seemed like he was uncomfortable in terms of offense, right? There was a lack of trust with Nathaniel Hackett the year he got there, and that was clearly evident. And then last year, it just the synergy between he and Sean Payton, it obviously wasn't there. I don't know. You know, it's hard to be in a situation where the most important position on the team doesn't get along or doesn't see eye to eye with the head coach. That's a recipe for disaster. And I think it was a combination of that. And it showed in his output on the field.
My issue here is it's totally disrespectful, and it was dirty pool. And Sean Payton went in there with an axe to grind against him. For whatever reason, he talked about Russell Wilson even before he got there. And like he didn't do a great job coaching either. We saw that the
Broncos, right. yeah.
slipped from 21st in yards to 26th. And defensively, remember the 70-piece, and they slipped from 7th in defense under Hackett to 29th under Peyton. And my other thing, too, is just simply, like, what's the game plan? Like, who's the quarterback? Like, it's easy to get rid of somebody. Like, I don't see what their game plan is. And Ephraim, to eat $85 million? Like that's personal, because people just don't do that.
Yeah, you pay somebody $40 million to just
go away.
That's tough. But look, what I will tell you this is, you know, new owners, the amount of money these new owners are coming into ownership with in terms of buying teams, it's staggering, right?
Mm.
It's like
still bad business.
It is bad business, but it's just like when Steve Ballmer bought the Clippers for $2 billion, and he came in, and he don't care what you do, just do whatever you need, right? Like,
right.
It's a different mindset in terms of the owners that are buying teams now. They've been so successful and have so much money and run these companies the way they're running these teams like companies now. And they're just like, okay, this doesn't fit. We're going to eat that, and we'll move on. And like, so it's not what we're used to seeing in terms of contracts and teams feeling like they're trapped within a contract with the player anymore.
Yeah, but, you know, I'll say this. Chris and I had talked, and I had said that Josh McDaniels should be fired. And we both kind of said, okay, Chris never thought he would be fired because of the money, and that's a realistic approach when a coach still has 4 years left on his contract.
Yeah. Yep.
And Sean Payton, I mean, there was a point where it looked like they had quit on him. You remember how bad things had gotten
there?
Yeah,
but then they came on.
And then they won him, but then they didn't make the playoffs, and they didn't play. But my only point is Sean Payton has the same number of Super Bowls that Russell Wilson had. It just felt like he never respected him or what he had done. Like
the
disrespect is, I think, what bothers me from.
Because the statements like you stop trying to kiss babies. And do like that. That's a personal dig at someone. That has nothing to do with the player's abilities. Russell Wilson is that guy.
That's who.
Okay, Russell. And so that's a personal dig. So in that. In that aspect, you're absolutely right, Rob, when you talk about disrespect. Like, you don't – like, look, man, you can't tell this man how to be. Like,
right.
He's going to be himself fully. He's a champion. He's a winning quarterback. So for you to come in and be like, hey, don't be you. Be this person. Don't worry about this. That's a tough sell for someone who's established who they are on and off the field already. And you may not like it as a coach, but you can't come in and you not disrespect your quarterback. I mean, it's Russell Wilson. You got to put some respect on his name.
So we got about a minute and a half for your answer, Ephraim. Where do you think – like, what team should go after Russ? And do you think he can – because, look, we saw Kurt Warner, right, after his great start with St. Louis, struggle badly with the Giants. And then resurrected himself in
Arizona.
Remember
he had that bad thumb. He couldn't hold on to the ball. You remember all those fumbles?
Right. And Russ had a thumb injury, too. But so do you – number one, who do you think should sign him? And number two, do you think a resurrection, even if not back to what he was, you know, in Seattle at his peak, but like him playing really good level, high level football, do you think that could happen again?
Well, I think you go to a team that has a tremendous defense because that's what he's comfortable with. That's what he's been his best player with, a tremendous defense and a dynamic running game. So when you throw that out there, you have to put the Raiders up there, right? With that defense and being able to get after the quarterback, their ability to stop the run. They don't have anybody, a signal caller. So for me, you know, I think Antonio Pierce as a coach that would resonate with Russell Wilson, there'd be a commonality there in terms of a respect of what they've been able to do as players. So that to me sticks out. That's a place, depending on what Minnesota does with Kirk Cousins. I think that place, Minnesota, especially in that division now that's wide open outside of Detroit being who they are, I think that's a good landing spot for them because they do play defense and they do have offensive weapons. So, right. You know, just off the top of my head, those two places make the most sense.
All right. That's all right, our Ephraim, man, Ephraim Salon, with the knowledge. Absolutely. Thank you, brother.
Absolutely, brothers. Y'all stay safe.
All right. More iCouple coming your way. Has Doc Rivers figured it out in Milwaukee? That's next. Keep it locked. Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Looking for an assist with your credit card but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, it's the iCouple. I'm Chris, he's Rob, and we're live from the TireRack.com studios. Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. And the team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart. So lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. And starting next Monday, you can pre-register for the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge at foxsportsradio.com, where listeners can compete with our hosts for bragging rights to see who has the better tournament bracket. All right, it's time, folks, for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, last night, 1-2, I got the best bet right, the Jazz -5 over the Wizards. What? Just follow my best bet.
Is that the only thing you got right?
Yeah, that was the one I got right. The Kings I had, they lost to the Bulls, and I was wrong. Yes, I was wrong. So here we go tonight.
We hear that too much.
I was wrong. I was wrong. All right, tonight I got the Mavericks, Chris, best bet, -4.5. Hosting the Pacers in Dallas. Going to take the Suns +8.5 at the Nuggets. The Nuggets win, but the Suns cover the spread. Chris, 8.5, +8.5. And then I got the Rockets -7.5. They're taking on. Everyone knows it's Wimby.
So are you on the Wimby's rookie of the year?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Bandwagon now? Okay.
Yeah.
I agree.
So I got the Rockets -7.5, Suns +8.5, Chris, on the road against the Nuggets, and the Mavericks -4.5 at home against the Pacers. And remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on.
Thank God.
I'm telling you who I bet on.
Uh-huh. All right, Rob. With that said, don't look now, as the old school sports writers used to say. But the Milwaukee Bucks, right? Doc, I'm gonna give Doc a little credit. We've told it like it is with Doc. When it's negative, we gotta tell it when it's positive. He's got the Bucks playing some good basketball. Now, I know it only matters what they do in the postseason. And, Rob, their finals are bust. They're actually kind of winning, right, when the finals are bust. I mean, they getting there. They are.
I'm glad you said that, Chris, because yeah. Doc Rivers has had good teams during the regular season.
Right.
That ain't even an issue. Like, for Doc and what he's been through, Chris, any kind of collapse in the postseason will be – devastating.
They can win 65 games.
Exactly.
Get it done in the playoffs. Yeah, I agree.
Like, that's the only thing. Doc was brought there to get them to the championship and to win, not to falter. Like, I'm sorry. I know that. Is that fair? I know it's not fair, but for him and where the Bucks are and where Doc is in his coaching career, it is fair.
It's totally fair. Right? Look, there are, I would say, four teams, and one of these teams is very, like, you know, they're not going to get there, but just because of their pedigree, I'm putting them in this bunch. Four teams, Rob, where getting to the finals is not enough. You're not going to feel good about your season unless you win it. And that's Denver, Boston, Milwaukee. You could probably throw in, maybe it's five, maybe you throw in Miami, although they're usually such a low seed that kind of getting to the finals is an accomplishment. But I'll throw them in there just
because
they've been there twice.
Only because they've been to the championship 4 years. Right. They've been there twice.
Right. So they need to win it. And then, Rob, I'm going to throw them in. They got no chance. But Golden State, because, you know, they've won enough titles where it's like just getting to the finals isn't going to satisfy them. So Milwaukee is that type of team, Rob. And look, they've won their last six games. Last night, they won without Giannis.
Oh, that's a big win. They scored 40 points. Dame Lillard, Chris, and 40 points in the fourth quarter. He had exploded and led them back. That was a big turnaround. They were down by about 10 or 12 or something like that. That's a big turnaround and a big win at home against the Clippers.
Yep. And so, Rob, their defense has been the problem. But under Doc, in the last month, they have been the fourth best defense in the league. They were 19th up until the end of January. And then they've been fourth best since then. So if Dame can kind of get back to being Dame, he's scoring 25 a game, but his shooting percentages both overall and from three are low for him. If he can kind of get back to being himself, then they got a shot. Because one thing Doc knew and is smart about is they're not fast on the perimeter, but they're big and they can protect that rim. And so Adrian Griffin had him out there trying to guard on the floor, Giannis and Brooke Lopez, and they're big and that's tough for them to do, particularly Lopez. So, you know, so far it's been looking good, Rob. They still got a long way to go. But, and Giannis, of course, last night didn't play because of the Achilles tendonitis, Rob. So you hope that that doesn't become anything serious because obviously they got no shot without Giannis. So,
yeah, but you're right. The numbers are all in his favor, Chris. First in net rating, second in defensive rating, and second in offensive rating. So,
Doc.
So it has turned around.
Yep. So, but again, you're absolutely right. What they do in the postseason is all that matters. All right, keep it locked. We got 2 hours left. Odd Couple.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.